Nadaga's praise of the Guru Ribhu. Honored Guru, with the sublime knowledge beyond comprehension, by your compassion, small-minded I have overcome my littleness and have grown to be the great, undivided, complete, perfect fullness without separate identity. By obtaining this hard-to-get audience of yourself, I have obtained all there is to be obtained in this birth. By the rare relationship with your grace, I have become one who has successfully fulfilled all that is to be done. My guide, of the words that you, in your grace, have bestowed, I have taken up for reflection one of the statements of certitude that you have uttered, thoroughly effacing all attachment and holding fast to supreme bliss. I have become of the nature of the Supreme Brahman. What shall I say of your compassion that has removed all my worldly sorrow and conferred undivided bliss? There is not an iota of doubt in what has been said. How shall I describe this greatness of yours, revered Master? Blemishless Supreme Guru, I have listened to all the greatness of the undivided knowledge has imparted to me. My guide, by your compassion, I carry in my uninhibited mind the steadfast knowledge. I have received in my differenceless mind the indescribable, undivided Supreme Brahman. I have attained the indivisible state in my non-attached, innate nature. Great Guru, by your grace, rid of all ignorance, the archenemy of undivided knowledge, attaining the knowledge of the attributeless Supreme Brahman, indifferent to all kinds of action, devoid of the delusion of the existence of the phenomenal universe, free from all the inhibiting fear of duality, becoming of the nature of the decayless Supreme Brahman. Oh, I have reached the fearless abode that has nothing apart from it. Best among gurus, oh, by your compassion, rid of all restricting ideas of differences, and with great steadfastness, I have instantaneously reached the certitude that all is Brahman. Oh, by this expansive, definite certitude, I am at peace within myself, the Absolute, and with all the spreading misery of the mundane existence removed, oh, I have indeed attained the blemishless supreme bliss. Until this day, I had been spoiled by nescience, the enemy. Today, I have had my fear removed by your compassion. Until this day, I have been spoiled by the mind, the enemy. Today, I have become great by your compassion. Until this day, I have been spoiled by ideas of action. Today, I have my mind cleared by your compassion. Until this day, I have been spoiled by ideas of the individual. Today, I have verily become Shiva himself by your compassion. Earlier, I was wandering as an ignoramus. Today, here, I have become one who has realized I am the Self. Earlier, I was misled about my being the body. Today, I have become one who has realized himself, the seer. Earlier, I had confused myself as thought. Today, I have become one who has realized himself as all consciousness. Earlier, I remained as a distortion of consciousness. Today, I have become one who has realized himself as consciousness supreme. What seemed to be I also became Brahman. What seemed as a part also became Brahman. What seemed as eons of time became Brahman. What looked like beings also became Brahman. What looked like the here and the hereafter also became Brahman. What looked like this and that also became Brahman. All manner of appearances became Brahman. Wonderful is your grace. How wonderful. Oh, how wonderful. Oh, by your grace, all the doubts of the mind disappeared in a moment. Oh, by your grace, mundane misery and attachments all disappeared in a moment. Oh, by your grace, not only the world, the individuals, and the Supreme, but the delusion that arises disappeared. Oh, by your grace, the changeless certitude that all is Brahman has permanently taken root. What appears as all is thought indeed. By your grace, thought itself has become Brahman. All is Brahman indeed, and that am I. By such understanding of the undivided absolute, and thereby being rid of the differences as all and I, and reaching the state of the changeless, undivided, absolute, and discarding all the unutterable, worldly attachment, oh, I have become the indivisible, supreme Brahman. I indeed have become Brahman, all existence. I indeed have become Brahman, all consciousness. I indeed have become Brahman, the blemishless. I indeed have become Brahman, the changeless. I indeed have become Brahman, the complete. I indeed have become Brahman, the defectless. I indeed have become the undivided supreme Brahman. O most elevated, how great is your grace, how great. I indeed have become the eternal supreme Brahman. I indeed have become the peerless supreme Brahman. I indeed have become the pure supreme Brahman. I indeed have become the subtle supreme Brahman. I indeed have become the blemishless supreme Brahman. I indeed have become the attachmentless supreme Brahman. I indeed have become the undivided supreme Brahman. O Master, how great is your grace, how great. I indeed have become Brahman of the nature of reality. I indeed have become Brahman, the changeless. I indeed have become Brahman of the nature of consciousness. I indeed have become Brahman without identifications. I indeed have become Brahman, ever in bliss. I indeed have become Brahman, the peaceful. I indeed have become Brahman, the immeasurable. O most elevated, how great is your grace, how great. Peaceful one, how great is your grace, how great. O Master, how great is your grace, how great. Sinless one, how great is your grace, how great. O Master, how great is your grace, how great. By your grace I have become the eternal supreme Brahman. By your grace I have become the pure supreme Brahman. By your grace I have become the enlightened supreme Brahman. By your grace I have become the liberated supreme Brahman. By your grace I have become the blemishless supreme Brahman. By your grace I have become the motionless supreme Brahman. By your grace I have become the undivided supreme Brahman. What shall I say of your grace? By your grace I have become the supreme Brahman, the pervasive. By your grace I have become the supreme Brahman, the qualityless. By your grace I have become the supreme Brahman, the ultimate truth. By your grace I have become the supreme Brahman, the unimpeded. By your grace I have become the supreme Brahman, the omnipresent. By your grace I have become the supreme Brahman, devoid of anything. By your grace I have become the one supreme Brahman. What shall I say of your grace? By your grace there are no afflictions, mental or physical. By your grace there is no wealth or woe. By your grace there is no perceivable difference. By your grace there is not a trace of fear. By your grace there is neither you nor I. By your grace there is no world, individual, or the supreme. By your grace, there is nothing whatever at any time. By your grace, all is indeed the undivided Brahman. Rid of all nescience by your grace, attaining the state of blemishless knowledge by your grace, with all this duality dissolved by your grace, ensconced firmly at the apogee of non-duality by your grace, with all the endless travails of transmigration terminated by your grace, I indeed have attained the changeless bliss of liberation. By your grace I have become the eternal consciousness bliss, the peerless supreme Brahman, revered one. Sadguru, what avails explanation by many words? By your steady, unwavering compassion, I have traversed the evil, the originless ocean of worldly existence in a trice, and totally devoid of the triad of qualities, devoid of even a trace of the primal ignorance, I have become the peerless Supreme Brahman, the attributeless, the eternal consciousness bliss. Hearing the exhortation of the Guru in this manner, the exalted Nadaga eulogized him and, abounding with love, offered home and family and all to the Guru, and also himself as a son. Besides all other wealth, grain, and all other articles, offered in love, with the pouring of a libation of water to consummate that offering, and then poured forth paeans of praise thus: glory to you, my Sadguru, who has with natural ease carried me across the arduous ocean of the sorrow of worldly existence in which I was submerged, by the ferry of knowledge, to the far shore of the immemorial Supreme Brahman. Glory to you, my Guru, who has inspired me, submerged in several severe sorrows, thinking that I am the perishable body, into realizing that I am the afflictionless Supreme Brahman, and conferred undivided bliss on me. Glory to you, my Sadguru, who has taught me that all is the undivided Supreme Brahman, and that I am, and removed all doubts such as, this world is real and I am insentient. Glory to you, my Sadguru, who has, by conferring the worthy, undivided, supreme knowledge on me, long submerged in illusion, and in the whirl of thought that the erroneous path of action would enable me to reach the goal, made me verily that itself. Glory to the Guru of the nature of the undivided Absolute, who has appeared as an embodiment of grace, and who has taken me into your grace. Glory to the Supreme Guru, who is eminently fitted to be the rare refuge in all the varieties of worlds. Glory to the Guru, who is blemishless, partless, peerless, and pervasive without a pause. Glory to the Guru, who is the Supreme Shiva, the higher than the highest, the Supreme Self, the Supreme Brahman. Glory to you, Sadguru, the blemishless, shining as the originless, undivided nature manifest. Glory to you, Sadguru, the taintless, undivided, supreme knowledge. Glory to you, Supreme Guru, who, transcending the taintless knowledge, is the changeless. Glory to you, Supreme Guru, the realized, the equanimous, the totally non-attached. Glory to the Guru who is a mass of existence, consciousness, bliss. Glory to the Supreme Guru, the motionless, the peaceful. Glory to the Guru, the eternal, the attributeless. Glory to the Supreme Guru, the taintless. Glory to the Guru, the pure infinite expanse. Glory to the Supreme Guru, pervasive as that which is subtle. Glory to the Guru, the perfectly full and non-dual. Glory to the Supreme Guru, the Undivided.